The Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors voted yesterday in favor of supporting a bill that would ban future oil and gas drilling projects within California's coastal waters. However, the vote was not unanimous. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell has more on this divisive issue.
Mr. Adam?
No.
Mr. Carbajal?
Aye.
Ms. Wolf?
Aye.
Ms. Farr?
Aye.
Mr. Lavenino?
No.
And with that close 3-2 vote Tuesday morning, the supervisors put their stamp of approval on State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson's SB 1096. Her bill would remove a clause in a 20-year state law that provides an exemption for offshore drilling. Board Chair Steve Lavenino made it clear that while he needs to sign the letter of support, he wants it known that the vote was split and he was not in favor. The public speakers at the meeting were equally split. Here's Western States Petroleum Association Representative Sandra Burkhart.
The North County folks are highly dependent upon the industry, so I do think it's a little false and misleading to put the tourism industry in front of the oil and gas industry as far as the importance that it brings to the local economy.
Senator Jackson disagrees.
Tourism is the number two industry in the county of Santa Barbara. It provides more jobs and more financial resources than oil drilling by a long shot.
She also says the bill does not affect the local oil and gas industry as it now stands.
No projects would be halted. The drilling that goes on now outside of our coastal waters and that exists will not be impacted. This is just to close that loophole for any future efforts to create new drilling within our state's coastal waters.
The bill could be up for an assembly vote as soon as next week and would head back to the Senate if passed. For KCBX News, I'm Jordan Bell.